Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to The Affair. It is Sunday, The Affair Day. We have on this episode a walkout at the high school. Vic is diagnosed with cancer and Noah decides he likes chocolate. Let's go. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm screaming. Into the canyon.
I'm still going
at
over
the
chocolate.
Of my death.
You're still digesting the chocolate?
What are you?
Yes, I'm digesting the chocolate.
I love that, actually. I mean, we knew it was coming, but it came earlier than expected.
That's true.
Yes, it did.
So it's like Christmas. Yay.
It's like Christmas.
Yeah. It's great.
And chocolatey Christmas. Technically, if we were on like normal schedule, this would have happened around Christmas time.
True.
Since they delayed us so much.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Touché.
Well, the last year Christmas, right?
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. So you know.
So it is like Christmas.
It is Christmas. What's up, everybody? You know what it is. It's The Affair Time. I'm your host, your lovable uncle, Lynn Gonzalez. Yeah, it's my title.
Well, I love myself. It.
Yeah, I'm the uncle.
It's new to me, but
yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got my ladies with me, my goonies, as we can say. I have none other than the Allison Dean.
Thank you, Lem. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
I am here.
She is president and accountant for, and none other, holding down the anchor, April Wisenhant.
What's up, everybody? Also known as the lovable aunt, maybe.
Boom.
Oh,
okay.
The lovable aunt.
Boom, boom. We got the aunt uncle vibe going on.
Oh, what can you be for us?
Yeah.
We'll see. Lovable cousin.
Stepsister?
Maybe. Stepsister.
Are you a stepsister?
things are weird tonight.
That's so mean.
Weigh in, right?
I know.
So, yeah.
What is Allison's title? Yeah, let's get into that. Nadine is out today. We miss her.
You.
Yes, yes. But yeah, it's going down. We're
it's
holding
going
it down.
Down.
We're
going
to hold it down. So,
yeah.
First of all, thoughts on this episode. I think the best episode so far this season, in my opinion.
I think so, too. For sure. Just because, honestly, the level of the acting was so great tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We see these sides of the characters that we haven't seen in a long time. Well, of Helen, we've seen this kind of... But I think she almost made a... Well,
do that again.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
We typically see that a lot with her. The, you know, that she always has, like, the furrowed... But she's always upset, I feel like. We see a lot of that.
Yeah.
But we got to see different sides of a lot of other characters. And I think it was a turning point for Helen in how she actually feels about Vic. Which, kind of, we've been waiting for.
Right. So it's a big discovery on this particular episode.
I think for me... What I appreciated the most was the fact that the storylines didn't overlap at all. So,
yeah.
You know, a la seasons 1 and 2, where we were really getting different perspectives on things, it really felt like they're pushing the story forward much faster. And I think it's because they're not doing those... I don't think the mirrored storylines would work anyway. You know, if they were doing the mirrored perspectives, it just doesn't work for, like, all the different things that are happening in each character's respective lives right now. Like, it wouldn't serve us if we saw whatever Noah was doing during whatever... I don't know. Like, you know
well,
what I'm
we've
saying?
Well, we've seen it...
A little bit.
Two episodes.
But it's not as it... As it's, pronounced as it was in our first two seasons.
Sure.
So, I like the movement that's happening.
It's almost like one thing I like about this actual show is that they're always doing new twists and new turns, not just in the storyline itself, but how they present it to us.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really key and what makes the show exciting because it's not predictable.
Right.
Yes, you know, you're going to get, we know we're going to get, you know, two different sides, but sometimes we may get, you know, one side. Sometimes we might get four sides.
Right.
And then two sides are we going to get? So it's always, it's like, I don't know if I said this before, but it's kind of like when I was little and they had these choose your own adventure books.
Yes!
Right?
Love
those.
Those
were so dope.
They were so dope.
They were the best. And you could kind of figure out, okay, which way are you going to go?
45 to meet the dragon?
Exactly.
Or 96 to meet the princess?
Right.
I must have missed these, but...
You might have.
Yeah.
But they were fabulous. They still exist. You can find them.
Yes.
April.
Yeah. No, they are.
And they're fabulous. Classic.
Yeah, they're super fabulous. So yeah, I love how they present this to us. Shout out to, you know, great writing,
yes.
And great show running, you know, and everything that goes on with this this particular show.
Yeah.
So that being said, let's get into it. So one of the things that they've been giving us, which is a la going throwing back to season one, mm-hmm. the foreshadowing, right?
Yep.
And so we've been getting little bits and pieces, and what we know is that Allison is missing.
Right.
That's all we know, and they keep giving us bits and pieces of what's going on. We saw the first time we see Noah and Cole kind of, you know, together looking for her. We get a little bit more in last episode. And this episode, we see one of our new characters, mm-hmm. Anton, in the car with Noah and Cole, and they're looking for her. And they're in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, right.
And on their way to New York. And they're, you know, still on the search for her. And it's very interesting. What do you guys think, you know, do you have any predictions as far as what's going on with that?
Was today the first time, though, that we actually confirm no, that they were on the hunt for Allison? Because I feel like last week it was more of like alluding to it, the possibility of it, because we thought, well, it's Noah and Cole together, so they must be searching for Allison. Yeah. But I felt like today with Anton in the car, it was obvious, like, how long has she been missing for?
Yeah.
And so I think today was the first confirmation, 100%. Even though we kind of knew it was,
it was implied.
We knew
it was implied.
But yes, this is the first time that they've had a discussion about.
Yeah,
she's
sure.
We are in the car on the way to New York to
find
see
her.
What we can do,
and we wonder if Ben is a part of this missing person scenario.
And yes.
Nadine was fully on it last week.
Nadine is literally like, he is a criminal. He for sure is
a
part.
Said that last
like week. Literally. And April was like, he's awesome.
He's hot.
He's good.
With her mom saying what she did tonight, like, the police won't tell me what he said. If the police won't tell you what someone said, then they are clearly involved, or they are clearly, let's say, a person of interest in some sort of way. Otherwise, you're the family. You're the mom. You're the baby daddy, ex-husband, whatever. So they're going to tell you what. So they need people involved say it if they're totally innocent, if they think that they have nothing to do with it.
Right.
So I just thought. I the whole time that scene was playing, I was like, oh, Nadine.
Oh, I wish I was here with Nadine's prediction.
Because, yeah.
I mean, I watched it, obviously, on my own. And when I'm looking at it, I'm like, okay, Allison's got a love interest. Mm-hmm. It's something that can't be rushed into because of his situation of being celibate and, you know, coming out of this situation where he used to be an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And now he's on his road to recovery. So, you know, that line where he says 3 months and 2 weeks and whatever
he says,
you know, I want to holler at you. Mm-hmm. Like, what's up?
It sounds like he could be married, though, now, too.
You think so?
Well, that's what Anton was saying.
Oh,
in the car. He said something like, what's up with her and married guys?
Right. That's right. Like, she has a type.
So,
that's a big revelation if he actually is.
Right.
That's what?
That's a big revelation if he actually is, according to what we know so far.
Shady. Right.
Super shady. My favorite line is like, yeah, y'all white people's crazy.
I know.
I love
that. Maury Povich in the house.
I kept
thinking, I'm like, this isn't Maury Povich. It's about to be Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
Crap. This is just insane.
Totally.
But when when you put it all out there together like that and list every single thing, it's pretty crazy.
It is
pretty crazy.
I liked how Anton spelled it all out, though.
I was,
so you, and then the baby, and then no, and then inversion, and then okay, and now another married guy. That's eloquent,
because it's
Anton.
True.
Yeah,
that's
literally.
The thing.
Yeah, totally.
And he's a high school student. He's just like, okay, let me just lay it all out so I can understand.
Right.
Because it is very, and obviously this has happened over years, but it is a very convoluted story.
Totally.
Yeah.
And what is going on. We see Noah's version is first, and we see that they're sitting down and they're having a teacher's meeting with Janelle, the principal, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a problem with the students. You know, we know that this is in Compton. It's a charter school there. And so Janelle has come in as the principal, and the teachers are kind of just not feeling her and the way she's doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel that there's too much going on with the students and the chastisement of the students.
Right.
Their punishments. And she's kind of making a case for it, saying that it's needed. And then we find out, you know, spoiler alert, that Anton is Janelle's son.
In the most awkward way you could ever find out.
Yes. Yes.
Where Noah's basically being like, I have this trouble in the household.
Yeah. Right.
There's trouble at home.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was crazy. I did not see that coming at all.
I wanted to know, or I was thinking about asking y'all while we were watching, what do you actually how do you feel about, like, what the teachers are saying versus what she's saying? Like, they're saying, essentially, you're being too hard on the kids, all these suspensions, whatever. And she's like, no, other people wouldn't get... it wouldn't fly if you lit a trash can on fire exactly. in your algebra class. Like, that wouldn't fly. I agree with that, I came from my mom, like, definitely disciplined us, and mm-hmm. that would not have flown. And, you know, same difference, in which I think that's what she was saying. Like, if this happened at a white school, no, everyone would be in trouble. Never mind, you're just going to get a tap on the hand or exactly. whatever.
Well, I like what she did was she put it back on them. She's right. like, the schools that you came out of, think about when you went to school.
Right.
Yeah. Would this have flown in your school?
No.
They were
speechless. Stuck out. Exactly. Right, exactly.
They couldn't say anything. Yeah. And I think to further her point, because she did come off when we first see her, she came off as this kind of tyrant, you know, militant, you know, principal that's trying to, you know, make all these changes. But when her and Noah was sitting at the bar and she kind of gave that speech about where she's coming from, mm-hmm. I understood her completely.
So did I.
I understood her completely. And I'm like, okay, she's justified in what she's doing.
Right. Yeah.
Because like she said, if this was a public school, they would fall through the cracks and then get expelled and they would mm-hmm. school would just get that money.
Right.
Whereas a charter school, you can kind of direct how things go, which is why she wanted that position.
Yeah. Yep. I read this article recently about, I forget if it was an article or a show or whatever it was, but it was about a situation where a kid was like about to steal something or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it was a young black kid. And I don't know what the person looked like that caught him, essentially, but she walked over and was like, hey, what are you doing? Don't do that. Mm-hmm. Yada, yada, yada. Here, like, it's a pack of gum or something like that. I'll buy it for you. And so they were like, he was like, why would you do that? Like, you would get in so much trouble. And the kid was like, well, no one ever, basically, it wasn't a pack of gum. It was like milk or something mm-hmm. like that. And he's like, well, I have to get it. Like, you know, my parents can't afford to buy us this, so this is how I have to get it. And she was like, no, there's so many other ways you can do this, blah, 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 blah. And that is what it makes me feel like Janelle does. It's not it's a tough love version, but it's not like, okay, they're just going to do this and we're just going to let them get away with it and give them minimal punishments because whatever. It's like, hey, no, you're not supposed to do this, so let me help you. A lot of people aren't taught the way to help them. They just become, you know, a part of the system, and it's just like another person that could have, like Anton, you know, should be at Princeton, they keep saying, or should be going to Princeton, and maybe he just hasn't, you know, had the right help, even though he did grow up with his mom, but you never know what other things could have happened in his life, whatever. But well, I just thought that was a good point.
The fact that she disciplined her son and made her son an example for plagiarism,
right. yeah.
that just shows you right there, she's not pulling any favorites.
Yeah, that's wrong, though.
I suspended my own son, so just so you know.
She failed him.
Oh, failed him, son. Sorry, not suspended
him. Which is even worse.
Yeah, so she failed her own son, so that means no one is safe, mm-hmm. you know, and which is why he didn't even know, you know, another reason why he didn't know, and you find out. So it's like, okay, she has an agenda, but her agenda is in the right place.
Yeah.
And it's just not being received yet. And I do like the scene when, you know, the kids walk out, right, and the reporters come, and then she's, you know, they're kind of, you know, dumping on her, and she's trying to defend, you know, what's going on, and kind of Noah steps in. I thought that was dope.
I did too.
I thought that was dope. And he's just like, wait a second. This is really what's going on.
But I also like the fact that he was like, I'm a teacher here. Let me speak to this. Exactly. And then, of course, they quote him as being the principal. And I thought, shady.
Yeah.
Well, because it turns like when she walks into the bar and she's like, congrats on your promotion or whatever she said, it like turns into where he saw her kind of failing in this interview at not being able to, you know, make light. You don't want everyone to know exactly what went on unless, you know, you have to.
Sure.
And he basically kind of turned the situation around almost to make it a positive.
I think he likes rescuing damsels in distress, or what he sort of perceives as being a damsel in distress, right? With like Allison and just, you know, I don't know, like vulnerable women or like women in like, well, for sure, everything that went down with Helen and like killing Scotty and all that jazz. Yeah. But like, just in general, like he sees these like, I don't know, it's a weird Noah complex thing.
But it's good. Like he most of the time is doing it for a good reason. Like
he thinks he is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He wasn't, or you know, from what they make it seem like, he wasn't selfishly like stealing the spotlight from her. He was genuinely trying to help in a situation where she was kind of stammering and not really doing a great job of,
absolutely.
Of changing the narrative to be positive for the school and for them. Clearly, it didn't exactly work out that way, but you know.
But it was, I mean.
Can't knock him for trying.
Yeah, exactly. And it's still ultimately, even though he was named as the principal in the spot, you know, from the news, it still helped because if he wouldn't have joined in, who knows.
Right, how they would have quoted it. That's exactly, true. Absolutely. Exactly. I mean, he was spinning it into a positive, you know, like making it seem like, hey, these kids are so smart and so empowered. Mm-hmm. Like, look at the movements that they're creating.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I respect that.
But I'm still confused as to why in that moment, they like, what were they ultimately walking out for? I know what he said because of the curriculum, whatever, but it was like, they're probably, well, never
mind. They, well, okay, so none of the kids outside of the classroom that started it knew what was going on.
Yeah, they're just like, woo!
They're just, because remember, you know, it was Anton that started it, and Noah kind of incited it just a little bit.
Yeah.
And just basically was like, you know, he just kind of, you know, sparked the flame. He was just like, yeah, you know, if you can't, they can't, you know, she can't suspend all of you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you have a problem with the curriculum, then you have to say your voice.
Yeah.
And so then Anton, you know, is like, all right, well, we're walking out. And so everybody kind of just follows suit. And then, of course, they rally up the whole school.
Yeah. And so I'm just glad it didn't go the other way. Like, when I saw the kid, I forget his name.
On the ground.
Jesus, I think, maybe.
Yes.
I was like, oh, please don't go there. So I'm glad they didn't. But it is a very relative thing that's happening, you know, in today's society and what goes on exactly. But it also showed like that they're a good team, meaning Joa and Janelle is what I almost said, meaning Noah and Janelle.
Right.
Because they were able to not only, you know, kind of calm the students back, and Noah was forceful. Like, I even pushed the kid. He's like, get over there. But they were also able to calm the cop and make sure nothing else happened. So, I don't know, it kind of, it's weird because I'm liking the two of them, and I thought I wasn't going to like the two of them.
Hey.
Oh, snap.
But, you know.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, speaking of liking, there's a lot of like going on. I do want to speak to two points. One is that I feel like Noah is, you know, when he has that talk at the beginning of the episode with Janelle and how she's kind of just on him like, oh, I don't want to hire an ex-convict.
Right.
Stuff. And he's really like, no, I really, you know, I'm a teacher. Like, I've been a teacher.
I deserve to be
exactly.
here. Exactly.
Yeah. And I feel like he's really trying to, you know, he's trying to do the right thing. Even
I agree.
With his kids.
I agree.
You know, he's trying to, you know, be there for his kids. Obviously, Helen's, you know, being how she is.
Right.
But he's trying to be there for his kids. He's trying to be a good teacher. He's really trying to walk the straight and narrow.
Right.
And so, you know, and I think that's why he stepped in with the kid. That's why he stepped in with her. Like, he's doing these things, even though, yes, he does have a savior complex.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I feel like he, right now, he really is trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to play to is that I love how they're bringing kind of what's going on in culture right now.
Right.
And society into this season.
I noticed that, too.
I think that's dope. I mean,
with the school, Make America Great Again comment from the kid.
Collective movements.
Yes.
No, it's true. I noticed that as
and
well.
And I think that just makes it, you know, more relevant.
Absolutely.
You know, because, I mean, sometimes we watch a show and it's like, you know, it's kind of fantasy.
You're like, what world are they living
exactly,
in?
Exactly, exactly.
That's not the world. And now we're like, oh, yeah, that's actually
that's
accurate.
It. That's down the
Thank
street.
Thank you. Thank you, Sarah. Yeah.
Literally
down the street.
Right.
So we see Janelle come over because one of the guys, the teachers, I cannot remember his name, invites Noah out to the bar where some of the other teachers are going to be. Incidentally, he also has an agenda or has a problem with Janelle because he thinks he should have been the principal.
Yeah.
Right.
Which, he doesn't seem like he's
not principal material, in my opinion, at least from what I've seen at this point. But I don't know enough about them. But
I mean, he was making out with his coworker, maybe girlfriend, maybe wife. Yeah. Who knows? In the middle of the bar. So, no, I don't think he's principal material.
He's not. I'm going to say that he's not.
Oh, perfect.
I'm going to say that he's not.
Consensus. I like his character, though, in a weird way. Like, he brings some comedic relief.
Flavor.
Sure.
Yeah, he is. I don't know. You know, there's always that teacher at the school. So I like his character.
Little quirkiness.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So they all at the bar, all three of them.
I know. I was like, where are the other teachers?
Where's everybody else? So all three of them were
there. It's a small school, y'all.
Yeah, it is a small school.
I know, but there was a lot of teachers in that meeting room. Yeah.
Well, there was probably seven. Like,
no, when they were doing that morning meeting with the principal, there was a lot of teachers. There
were like 20.
Yeah.
20?
Maybe about that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, ish. More than 7.
20-ish.
More than 7, more maybe than less 7. Than 20, okay. Somewhere in that realm.
So 20% of them
were
at the bar. So that's still a good number, right?
Yeah.
And so they're at the bar. And so then Janelle walks in. And obviously Noah's tripping because he was like, yo, you said she doesn't come out to these things.
Right.
Like, well, we thought so. But she's trying to, you know, extend the olive branch, right?
She offers to buy them a drink and they say no.
Dude.
Who turns that down?
Right. Idiots. Right. Yeah, they were just, oh my God. Yeah, I'm
they're just that butthurt. Yeah. Like, there's no other. I mean, that's exactly a terrible term.
I thought it was rude.
Well, yeah, like, of course.
It was
not.
Rude.
That's
it
not
was
nice.
Rude. No, but it was just, rude.
But especially they're obviously doing it to not be nice.
Oh, right. No, yeah. Full on.
Of course. I mean, because they're not at the school. So now they're like, oh, you're on our turf.
Right.
So this is how we're going to do and treat you.
Not cool. No.
Not cool at all. So she goes up to the bar by herself, Noah.
Conveniently, Noah.
Right, yep. Scrambles over, yep. Yep. And...
Savior, Noah. Yeah.
Right, there we go.
I'll rescue you.
Yes.
I'll buy you a drink.
Yeah, yeah.
I got you. I love how she's like, yeah, put it on his cart.
And one for you.
And yeah,
I
want
to
yeah,
do the same thing.
For you too.
Pour yourself
yeah,
into the knife.
Yeah, yeah, got you. And so that's when, as I mentioned before, you know, she has this speech that she kind of gives him as far as where she stands with
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
And it kind of puts everything, you know, full focus.
I thought it was eloquent.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
It was great. And I love her character. I mean, I love her character for this season because mm-hmm. I think on top of, you know, giving us like what is happening in society now, it brings another dynamic as an African-American woman
right.
who's in this position
absolutely.
As a principal
right.
and kind of their dichotomy and yeah. what's going on with their relationship. I love that. I love that. I love that. And so, yeah.
There's definitely truth to it. You know, if a man were doing what she was doing, how that would be received versus a woman in her position.
Absolutely.
Being a disciplinarian and what that looks like. And it's just, it's two vastly different things.
Yeah. For some reason in just in society today, anytime a woman is more of a disciplinarian this, she's seen as, like, very hard. And when she tries to do other things, like, oh, yeah. yeah, exactly. When she tries to do other things, like, oh, let me buy everyone a drink. It's like, no, she's not that type of person. But when a guy does it, he's just strong. And,
right.
And whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a good thing. You know, it's not a thing that's often discussed, but I think it's important. It's even earlier when she said, when she was speaking about him being a convict, and this is kind of different, but she's like, imagine if you were black. Like,
right.
And, I'm, yeah. and the whole, I'm like, yeah, it's so true. And I hope, you know, I think this is the way that, like, shows can actually, you know, make differences with things when it... Because it makes you think about something.
Sure.
You know, you're just a viewer watching, but it really makes people think in a good way, which the show always does a good job of.
I think it's just still unfortunate that in today's day and age, these are still conversations that we're having. You know, it's like...
Yeah.
It's like how far we've come and not how far we've come, right? I don't know.
Yeah, we take two steps forward
crabby.
And then
right. 17,
eight steps
right,
back.
Right,
yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right, right.
No, it's very much
right.
reminiscent of that.
Yeah.
So we see them leave over outside and continue
yes,
the conversation. And I did not expect this to happen so quickly because we saw in the
it
previous
was like, boom,
the whole
I
season.
Did.
Right. We saw the previews in the whole season that they were going to hook up or at least kiss.
She was giving him the eyes. He was giving her the eyes. I knew it was going to happen.
So?
No, I was giving his sexy eyes.
It was definitely what? Like, come at me, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she, you know, she was like.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Drunk.
She was clearly
she
a little
was not
tipsy.
Drunk.
She was a little tipsy.
She was a little tipsy.
Little tipsy.
Just the way she was. Like,
she was drinking hard liquor. She had a few. I don't know.
She's very daintily saying that. No. She's like, no.
No. I can't.
Yes.
No. But
she,
yes.
I still didn't. I mean, and we've seen Noah. We've seen how aggressive he can be
yeah.
when he wants someone. I still didn't see it. Like I said, I was like, no, it's going to happen later.
Mm-hmm.
So when he grabbed her and he started kissing her, I was just like, yo.
Whoa.
Because they did have a bond because, you know, I did kind of see the spark there when they were talking about they both have children. And she's like, oh, wow, you have four kids.
Right.
And all this kind
you
of
busy.
Stuff. And, exactly. Right. What you been doing?
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously the spark was there and the attraction was there, but I still didn't think, like, it was going to go down like that because it's so early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, they do that for a reason.
Of course.
Because, you know, like Emily Bates in chat says she doesn't think that they're a good match.
Really?
But.
Emily, what you talking about?
I don't know.
Attracted.
But now you.
Oh, she did.
Maybe she doesn't
maybe she
think
did,
it anymore.
Maybe she's thinking.
But. I think that, you know, they do something like that for a reason. Obviously, to be able to give us enough time to develop the story. But, you know, Noah is a little bit of a drifter. He's the one character, and I mean that not in, like, literally
I get what you're saying.
A drifter. But he's the one character that in every single season, and really multiple times in a season, he's in a different place or doing a totally different thing.
And with
so
a different,
like,
woman.
Exactly.
Yeah. With a different woman.
It's like they have to give us enough time for us to either, you know, have... him and Janelle be a real thing or it take its course and he learns his lessons and they have this and whatever and then somehow he ends up back in the scenario with Cole looking for Allison.
Mm.
I think it's like a multi-tier thing because I think now he knows that Anton is Janelle's son. I think mm-hmm. and now that he also understands that Anton's father was an activist or something, and so is being influenced in that way. I think there's probably a part of him that thinks, okay, well, if I can sort of infiltrate a more significant role in this young man's life, he will be on his way to Princeton.
True.
Even though he was, you know, an activist and did sit-outs and whatever, that's how he and Helen,
right,
like, met right, originally right, in right. college. But I think he maybe thinks he can shape this boy into going a little bit of a different way with
right.
his
absolutely
sit-outs or walkouts, whatever.
Yes. So we're going to move on to Helen, but before we do, Allison Dean.
There's some good stuff here.
Has something to read.
We do. Hey, After Buzzers. Here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. This is true. From dramas, reality, sci-fi, and many others, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But now we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you, which is good. It brings you your favorite after show so you don't have to seek them out. Also helpful. Mm-hmm. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might be of interest to you. Subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows you're sure to love. Since you're already tuned in to the drama channel, you might be interested in The Bold Type, which I recommend. Queen of the South, 13 Reasons Why, there's many others. And remember, we have channels for other genres too. Don't be shy about subscribing to all of them.
Yeah.
And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. They're totally optional. It's easy. Hit that subscribe button and you'll have an easier AfterBuzz experience. Let us know that you did in the comments and we'll shout you out on air.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for being the best fans. We really appreciate it. We promise to continue to do our best to serve you.
Oh, yes.
And we will.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And you said you wanted to, you had something else.
For our Ask and Answered segment, we didn't get any questions this week. And so I want to remind everyone to please send us any questions. So if you're not in the chat asking any questions, if there's anything that you think of later, please send them our way. You can do that via YouTube, via Twitter, Instagram, and really wherever you like to socialize. I do want to clarify one thing. So last week there was a question in regards to Trevor, and I said it was Martin. So forgive me, it was not related to Martin. It was related to dear Trevor. So anyway, just wanted to shout that out, you know.
Boom, there it is.
No one is perfect in the hosting world.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Except April.
Except for April.
Except for April.
Y'all funny.
Now time for Helen.
So this was crazy. Like, first of all, the acting in this segment was so... I mean, the acting in the show is really good.
Yeah.
Good.
it's so great. Good, it's good.
It's great and good. I didn't know which one to use. So
I like good. It's like gruel. It's like, it's got some like character to it. Yeah.
No, it's outstanding. But the Helen joint with Helen and Vic was... Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. And so we see the last time that we saw them two together, Vic had passed out in the bathroom.
Right.
And that was it. So that's all we knew. So we knew something was wrong with him. Mm-hmm. So when we start this particular portion, we see them both kind of sitting in the car, very awkwardly, awkward silence. Helen's trying to get Vic to talk. They've obviously come out of the doctors and got, you know, the news.
Right.
We don't know what it is at this point.
Right.
But she wants to kind of talk about it. She's like, yo, what do you want to do? What do you want to say? Let's talk, you know, we could do this and do that. And he's like, just drive. Like, I don't even want to talk about it.
Right.
And so she keeps pestering. Finally, they just kind of, you know, move on. And so she's, you know, at one point in time, she suggests going back to New York. We see that they get back to the house. And then the kids, you know, kind of are, you know, Noah picks them up. And then he wants to have a little smash session.
Mm-hmm.
And so at first I'm just like, okay, that's awkward. Because it's like you just obviously diagnosed with something crazy and you want to have sex right now. And Helen's just like, what? Like, but if find out later, you know, kind of why. And so what'd you guys think? I'm just curious as to what you were thinking when you're seeing him being so dismissive, so aloof, you know, when dealing with Helen.
I think he can do whatever he wants, honestly. Mm-hmm. People, now, sure, you would hope someone would have a great reaction and be like, oh, no, you're here. Thank you so much. I love you. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But everyone handles news, grief, whatever, differently. And you know, you just find out that you have a major illness that's probably going to kill you, most likely going to kill you, you get a pass. You can act however you want. It's almost expected to... The sex thing is almost expected. You know, you want to feel close. You feel like you need to do something or just something to, like...
Feel something.
Yeah, to make the heaviness of the situation go away.
Right.
Even though I totally get why Helen was like, what the heck? And then, you know, just with his dismissiveness, you're going to be that way, which is awful that we are this way as human beings, but you're going to be that way to the people that are closest to you because, you know what, they're still going to be there, ultimately. So it's like, he can do whatever he wants.
I'm kind of actually wondering how long he may have known about this diagnosis, because that's something that it's unclear, right? I mean, he may have known that there was some semblance of this at some point, you know, and you just don't want to face it or whatever it is. I don't know. I mean, especially if you're a doctor who knows it's something that's not curable anyway, it's sort of like, well, let's power through until I can't power through anymore kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. So I wonder, I mean, yeah, it's an unfortunate thing. I think Helen, I mean, she said it. She's like, I don't know how to handle these things. She was very direct about that. That was evident. Yeah. She really had no idea. And I do think that in her therapy session, mm-hmm. when she was talking to the doctor and he said, you know, is this you projecting? Because you don't really know how you want to face this, or you're not ready for that loss, right? Mm-hmm. And I completely think that's like Helen in a nutshell, right?
Yeah.
It's like she cannot, everything is like what's surrounding her little bubble, right? And if it's anything that's affecting, like, it's a control thing because she's a very controlled, yes. like her whole life has been highly controlled and very manicured and very, so anything that sort of affects, you know, like shatters the glass ceiling or whatever it is, she doesn't know how to handle it. And so she's like, how do I fix it? Vic needs to stay here. So...
I think you make a great point, because one of the things is he is a doctor,
right?
And if you noticed towards the end, when she tells her mom, Priya, you know what happened, and this is when we find out that it is actually late stage cancer,
right?
And which is crazy, and he's just looking like that death stare that he gave her, because all he wanted was like, I don't care what you do, just don't tell my parents,
right?
So, but he obviously had to know something. And even said when he was talking to her, he was like, yo, I'm a doctor. Mm-hmm. You're not. Right. So I have to give this type of news to people, and I have to lie to, and I lied to them to kind of give them a semblance of hope. I know with this illness that I have, pancreatic cancer, I don't have any hope.
Right.
I'm going to die.
Right.
So I'm going to deal with it how I want to deal with.
Amen.
And give me a baby. Like,
but the thing is, of course, I mean, he's totally right, and he can say how he wants to say. Laurie Stone Haskell in the chat earlier said Vic's in shock. Of course he's in shock.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But, and who wouldn't be? And it's like, what he's saying is very true. He has to do this in the other aspects of his life. He doesn't want to have to do it at home. But Helen is also, she's not just going to be like, okay, you have cancer. And I don't know who would be. Like, okay, you have cancer. Maybe she doesn't know about pancreatic cancer. I'm sure she probably looked it up as soon as they found out. But, you know, you're not, until you realize, whoa, okay, I guess I do have to be, which I think is what she realized tonight. She's not just going to sit there and be like, okay, that's fine.
I almost think Vic should have had that conversation that he had with her in the car right when they were leaving the hospital. Like, sort of like moment of truth. Like, because Helen is just not the kind of person where you can't just tell her something and hope for the best. You need to, like, spell it out. And obviously, he already knew these kinds of things about Helen, because mm-hmm. when he articulated it so beautifully in the car ride from the gala, mm-hmm. it was like, yeah, Vic, you should have, yeah, that was exactly what she needed to hear earlier that same day, you know? And I'm just hoping to God that she respects his wishes and grants him a child.
But
I don't know if she loves him. That's another thing.
Everyone in the chat, it seems to want her to do it. Coughs 2009 says, seems to be the least selfish thing she has done.
What? Which thing?
Meaning,
go to the fertility doctor?
At the fertility clinic at the very end of the episode.
I would agree with you.
I do too. But I also think that it's like, I have to think of Helen in this instance. Okay, she has this man who, the scene with the kids where he kissed the kids, mm-hmm. by the way, I was like, Whoa, that's amazing. She has this man who is going to die.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That wants a kid, really, how he explained it in the car, to be able to give his parents something, basically a legacy, since he's going to die. But it's like, okay, she is, you know, let's say a little older. We don't know how old she is exactly. But also, so she's going to have a baby with this man that she's not married to, and they're not this, and they're not this, and then he's going to die, and then she's just going to have this baby and
kind of take care of
like it. Like, it's not an easy thing just to be like, okay, cool. I get it's probably easier for her to just think about it in the instance, because when you know that something terrible is going to happen to someone, you want to do whatever you can to make them happy. But it's very selfless of her to do.
Well, we don't know if she's going to do anything yet.
Well, yeah, but to even consider it.
Right.
Yeah.
I will say with Helen, we've seen kind of, and you brought it up before about her family, the way she was raised, how she is, again, like you said, she's very rigid, very manicured. Everything needs to be, you know, by the book, which is why ultimately it didn't work with Noah. Because Noah's not like that. Noah
right.
is not like that. He wasn't raised that way. Mm-hmm. He's very much a free spirit. She's not. So I think her getting with Vic was a semblance, because he does kind of have it together, at least on the surface.
Absolutely.
Right? And I think that was what she wanted, which is why she went hardcore for him. Mm-hmm. And even though it seemed like, because I wasn't for it at first, and not to say that I'm for it now, but I could see why.
Yeah.
I could see why she did that, even moving all the way to L.A.,
right.
you know, with him being here. The one thing she has to realize is she keeps bringing up, and I believe that's why the writers did this, is because she keeps bringing up, let's go back to New York. Let's go back to New York. She is comfortable with New York.
Yeah.
She's not comfortable with L.A. He's from L.A.
Mm-hmm.
He's from this area.
Right.
So someone that gets some kind of news, you want to be close to family.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
His parents are here. And I think it was dope that when she did break it down, late or not, I still think she was wrong for what she did. But when he broke it down to her, like, dude, my parents, they literally worked here.
Everything.
Yeah. Everything to put me through school, to give me what I wanted.
And now I'm going
to
die.
I didn't want you to say anything, because I wanted my parents to have this moment of me getting this award. And that's why he went. Like, she was just like, no, you shouldn't go. You don't feel well. Da, 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 da. He's like, no, we're going.
Right.
And if you don't want to go, then that's
fine.
I'm still going.
She also didn't know all of that.
She didn't, but I think
with
Helen...
But you shouldn't have to know all that. If someone says, do not, this is the one thing I'm asking.
Right.
Do not do that. And the fact that that's, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's so much in a relationship.
Helen is very defiant. She can be very defiant when she wants to.
She thought she was doing the right thing. But it's because she wasn't able to not be clear. And that's why I think that a lot of people would have done the same thing as her, because it's like, even I was looking at Sanaa Lathan's tweets, because she live tweeted the episode. We just watched it after, since we since we're on the West Coast. But even she was like, oh, Vic, she had to tell them. And because you think, oh, okay, this person just wants to deny treatment because they're in shock, or because they're just like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to try. You can't just be like, okay, giving up is fine. I don't think anyone would do that. But it wasn't the right decision in this situation. I understand why she definitely shouldn't have told his parents. I understand why she originally was pushing him to treatment. But...
And there's also, you got to look at it too. It's not like there's been weeks and weeks of time. We literally see them get the diagnosis, right?
Yeah.
Or the prognosis. And then the thing, it appears to be the same day. Or let's just say it's the next day.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's just say, for the sake of argument, it's the next day.
Oh,
that's still one day. That's still one day.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's like, you can't hold off.
For one more day.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
One day.
Right.
And so, but I think, and the reason why, yes, I agree that there's a lot of people that would do that.
Mm-hmm.
I might be one of them, because I'm trying to help.
Sure.
But at the same time, we've seen Helen overstep her bounds multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
When it's come with Noah, when it's come with other situations, other people that she's been with the kids.
Yeah.
Like, she's done that. So I think it's just characteristic of who she is to do that, even though he asked her not to.
But I also think that she doesn't have that relationship with Priya at all.
No.
I mean, just, okay, and I'm not saying, I'm not saying that she was coming from a place in herself that she thought it was like, this is the right thing to do. So I'm not discounting that. She really did, even though she should not have done it. But I'm also like, you don't have like a cozy relationship with this woman. Like,
mm-mm,
clearly she does not like you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, at all.
Right.
And if she does, she has done nothing to make it evident that she likes you.
Right.
And so for you to tell her on this evening where they're celebrating her son,
very bad timing.
All bad.
Very, 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 very bad.
And that's the point. That's really the point. I'm shouting. I don't know why I'm shouting.
Because we're all shouting. Like, this is terrible.
No, but that's the point that I'm making is that it's the fact that she did it the way she did.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Couldn't
it,
wait.
It made her feel better. It made her feel better to tell his parents. Oh my gosh, now I'm going to tell his parents and they're going to be able to talk him into getting treatment and everything's going to be fine.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah.
Who, Emily Bates in the chat just said, who would sit there and let someone they love die? And I mean, that's absolutely true, but I also think it's not... Okay, so I think, speaking from experience, I think at some point you have to recognize when there's nothing that you can do to save someone, mm-hmm. and so all you can do is make the days that they have remaining
comfortable
as amazing as possible, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And so cater to that part of it, right? So, you know, unfortunately in the medical society that we're in, not everything is curable, and mm-hmm. so... I think instead of fighting it, sometimes you have to accept that you have to let it go, but like do so in hopefully the most loving and compassionate and comfortable way that you can. Absolutely. Right.
Well, that's, I was thinking maybe she just didn't know that it was such a, negative.
She clearly didn't. She clearly didn't know that it was like so far gone that it was, you know, and that's again, you know, what she was asking for in the car that morning with Vic is like, let's talk about this. Yeah. And I, you know, cause she didn't have any idea that it was just something that was completely, you know, like the treatments are kind of a loss. Like there's nothing there that would really help him or she needed to hear those things. I think at the beginning of the day.
Yeah. No, and the thing is, it's like she made it seem, and again, it goes back to the whole New York versus LA. And I feel like we're going to see this kind of theme play out as the season progresses. Mm-hmm. But she was just like, even in when she was in therapy, she was just like, oh, New Yorkers, we don't just sit here and kumbaya or whatever she was saying.
Someone mentioned that in the chat earlier.
You know, we fight. We do things. And it's like she feels some kind of way about New York. And that's why she was like, we need to go back to New York.
Yeah.
And we need to do this. And it's like, no, it has nothing to do with that. He has got this news. He's handling it the way he wants to handle it. Give him 48 hours.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And she didn't. And she still wants to put in that, no. We need to fight. We need to fight. We need to do this and that because that's, again, what she's comfortable with.
Yeah. She's a New Yorker through and through, first of all. And that's mainly what she knows of him, obviously, because mm-hmm. they met in New York.
Right.
And, you know, she feels a certain way about the hospitals out there, I guess, versus the hospitals out here. But... or out in LA, but she's just too pushy with him. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, as the, you know, serious girlfriend of someone who was just given a very bad prognosis, who's to say how she's going to handle it either, though?
It's like, true.
You know, that's my mind always, like, changes every time we're in this after show, just through us talking about stuff, because it's like, well, yeah, who's to say how any of us would handle it, or, you know, if... I don't know.
Right. Illness for all people, you digest it differently, you know? So that's totally valid. It's just, I think when you know someone at least, you know, Vic knows Helen on some level. Helen mm-hmm. knows Vic on some level. So it's like there should at least be some mutual respect for understanding the people that they are, especially when you're requesting something of that person. It's like, okay, well, what am I asking her? Mm-hmm. It's hard. It's hard to, I mean, these situations just get
But we know
mucky.
Helen way more than we know Vic.
That's right. Way true.
That's all I'm
that's
saying.
That's absolutely
and he is
way true.
Asking a lifetime thing for her.
Let's get into predictions. We got
Can
like
we do
1 minute.
News first?
Oh, do we have news?
3 seconds of news.
Okay. Okay. I didn't think we were... Okay.
No, yes. We have this news. So this is just an...
TV news.
We'll do 4 second predictions so that we can do news and gossip.
This is just a fun article that Maura Tierney did with The Cut. And this is the reason why I wanted to read it, because there's this question they asked her, do you think there's anything Helen could do that would make her fall from grace? By the way, according to this article, everyone loves Helen and everyone hates Noah. I was like, wow, I couldn't feel any more different. And she said, listen...
Team Noah!
Yeah, right. Maura says, listen, that character makes a lot of choices this season that I really did not agree with, and I got into some kind of serious discussions with Sarah Treem, one of the creators, about the choices she makes. Ultimately, though, it's Sarah's show. The stuff I think Helen does, it's not like running someone over and leaving the scene of the crime. It's very controlling and selfish things that I would never do. But we'll see how people respond.
Hmm. Interesting. All right.
We'll see. TBD.
Yeah, TBD. Let's get into predictions.
Yes.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, 4 second predictions. Go.
I kind of am hopeful that Helen might have this baby, but then I'm also thinking that she's not going to.
Mm, okay.
I'm going to go, Helen is not going to have this baby.
Okay. I say Helen better have the baby.
Ah, okay.
She better have the baby because...
I don't disagree with you, but...
I think she better have the baby.
I feel like she just...
I feel like she's just not.
Yeah.
Whether how I feel about it personally, okay. I feel like she's not. Also, I feel like Noah and Janelle are going to be like a cute little thing for a little bit, but it's not long lasting.
Really?
I don't know if that's going to turn into anything. Mm-hmm. I think it might just be like very saucy stares down the school corridor. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. Because I feel like she's like, I'm a boss. I'm a boss. I'm a boss. Right. I'm a boss.
And it's
going to
be too weird with Anton. He's going to be like, what? You're helping me, but you're also banging my mom.
Yeah, it's
like,
weird.
No, it's too much.
But the fair has been weird before.
That's true. Good point.
Foreign born patriot in the chat says Allison's new boyfriend in a PTSD meltdown murders her. Hints. Why she is missing.
Dum, dum, dum! Thank
you! Cough 2009 thinks Helen's pregnant already. What do you think?
I don't know.
I don't know.
She's not exhibiting...
I don't think she's pregnant.
I don't think she's pregnant. But I love the comments, guys.
Yeah, I love them. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much, everyone in the live chat.
Yes!
We love it. Keep it up. Please be in there. Ask the questions. We will answer them because that's what we do. You know.
Yes.
I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez, and you can find me at The Poet Saint. And check out my website, stayonthemic.com, for everything that I got going on. Where you at, Miss Dean?
You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
And y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant.
Yeah.
And LeBron.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. LeBron to the Lakers. Oh, that's crazy.
That was my other piece of news.
Yeah. That's going to be crazy. That's going to be crazy. And they're in L.A. Maybe we'll have season 5. No, they go to the Lakers game and LeBron.
Maybe.
I'm just saying.
He'll make a cameo.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
We're messed up.
Until then. Yeah. Until then, we'll see you next week. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.